You're listening to Vatican Radio. It's cricket season again here in the Vatican as members of the St. Peter's Club prepare for two important ecumenical and interfaith fixtures. The club was founded back in 2013 under the auspices of the Pontifical Council for Culture to promote the values embodied by one of the world's most popular sports. Its members are mostly seminarians from India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan and England who are studying for the priesthood here in Rome. This week, St. Peter's 11 are playing against an English team made up of players from Buddhist, Christian, Hindu, Muslim and Sikh backgrounds. The East London side welcomed the Vatican 11 last year and narrowly lost to the visitors at their Walthamstow cricket ground. On Saturday, they're hoping to beat St. Peter's at their match at the Capanelli ground, but they also hope their visit to Rome and the Vatican will have a deeper impact in terms of inter-religious relationships. To find out more, I spoke with two of the visiting team, Lord Patel of Bradford, a Labour member of the House of Lords, and Forhad Hussain, a councillor for the East London Borough of Newham.
So I've been involved in the formation of the team last year as well, and it was a great atmosphere where all different types of faiths came together and different representations from East London. It was a great atmosphere. It wasn't just the cricket. We lost. They played very well. But it was the best thing about it, it just showed the power of cricket and how it brings communities together. And the whole of East London came together to celebrate the power of cricket.
You're talking about cricket as a particular way of showing this kind of inclusion and unity and harmony. What is it about this particular sport, you think, that lends itself to this kind of initiative?
Essex Cricket do a lot of grassroots development of cricket in East London and around Essex. And what we find is the power of cricket brings, like I said, brings communities together, but the sport itself brings people at all levels, all different backgrounds, and through the love of the sport, to socialise, to get to know each other, understand different backgrounds and their faiths.
It's fair to say, for people who don't know England particularly well, Essex is quite a deprived area, or parts of Essex are very deprived areas, aren't they?
There's parts of East London which are deprived area, but at the same time, they're the most diverse areas in the UK, and we celebrate that, and we're proud of that. And like I said, in East London, a large section of the South Asian community play a lot of cricket. With the work that's happened with Essex on the ground, we see a lot of members of the East London community getting involved at a high level of cricket, and now you see more than 50% of the East London development side, the Essex development side, are from East London. And we have six of the members of the Essex County Champions have a connection with East London.
So where does the Vatican fit into this? How do you fit in, if you like, this tour in terms of the work that you're doing, the message that you're trying to put across, Lord Patel?
Well, my work, certainly with English and Wales Cricket Board, is very simple. You know, we have a strategy and a plan to make cricket a game for everyone. And that means everyone, boys and girls, people of different faiths and backgrounds. You asked the question earlier about what makes cricket special. I don't actually know, but when you look at the Commonwealth and the 52 countries in the Commonwealth, most of them play this unusual sport. The Vatican and I suppose the Holy Father bring something so special to any activity. The fact, you know, the Holy Father is interested and has a team here that can come to London, that can play against a multi-faith team, that can bring people together at a real time when the world is really unpredictable. We've never seen the world so unpredictable, so hostile, so anti-everything, and we can all come together through this simple sport. And, you know, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Holy Father, these are figures that people look up to. And if we can use a simple part of cricket and sport to come together, it's such a great thing.
Can I ask you both about your own faith backgrounds?
I'm a Hindu, married to a Muslim. My two stepdaughters are Muslim. My two sons might be Hindus, though my eldest son has studied theology, so he knows more about Christianity and most religions. So I'm multi-faith in our household.
So what are you hoping to get out of this trip here to Rome and to the Vatican? Because you'll be visiting St. Peter's, won't you?
I'm so lucky, and I spend a lot of my time in this iconic building called the House of Lords. I go around the world seeing things. For so many years, the idea of visiting the Vatican has been there. Personally, it's a journey to maybe get a feel of my own faith. And also, I think we want to plan an event in London next year with the St. Peter's 11 that will be so big that will send a message to the world. And it is the power of sport, but it's actually about us all coming together, seeing the similarities rather than differences.
And you?
So I'm a Muslim. Not a practicing Muslim, but a Muslim. My parents as well. I've been brought up as a Muslim. I'm trying to find my faith at the moment. And hopefully these kind of experiences coming to the Vatican is going to help me do that. But what's going to be interesting for these group of players who come here this weekend, it is not just about playing cricket. We're trying to win, but it's about finding each other. Also, it's all about networking. They are people from all different backgrounds, from politicians to professionals to volunteers, and they're all on the same level. There's no inequalities. They're all coming together and they're getting to know each other. And hopefully from this experience, we enhance those networks and we take that back to East London and develop those relationships and improve the lives of residents across East London through the power of cricket.